Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
We're talking with Joe Bixler, who's very close with Santa Claus these days, setting up virtual Santa sessions for kids in exchange for, and not required, but a donation to the Child Abuse Neglect Council of St. Clair County. And this started, Joe, last year when social distancing was really necessary.
Social distancing was necessary, and so he decided to do virtual visits via Zoom. And so, and Santa doesn't really need any financial resources for his toys and so forth, so he decided to donate any donations that came from that to the local Child Abuse Neglect Council. And so the process was, and still is, that you make your appointment with me, and I certainly make sure that Santa gets the notice, and we send a Zoom link and a link to the St. Clair County Child Abuse Neglect Council website where they can make their donation. And it's not a set amount. You just give what you feel you want to give.
What a great way to support a great cause here in our community. And to give kids a chance to talk to Santa, because I know in so many families the tradition is to go to the mall or to go somewhere and talk to Santa. And you're right, in these social distancing times, it's not always easy, convenient, or safe to be in a crowd. And so what a great way to give kids a chance to connect.
Yeah, that's right, Paul. And Santa also is making some guest face-to-face appearances, but he'll be social distancing. Mm-hmm. He will be at the YMCA tomorrow for their 5K run. I can't remember what they call that, but Santa will be up on stage and be willing to greet folks and take pictures from a distance. And then Santa will also be involved in a parade in Sherwood Forest, up off Gratiot. Is it Sherwood Forest?
Is it Sherman Woods or
Sherman Woods? That's
yeah, right. With all the colorful lights. Yeah.
Well, they're having a parade tomorrow, and there's a young boy up there that they're trying to lift his spirits up. He's experiencing some medical issues, and so they decided to put on a parade and Santa's showing up.
Mm. What a great idea!
That's right. And you know, Santa can social distance during that.
Yeah, so absolutely.
We'll figure it out. And then one final event I would mention that's public that just was put together recently is Santa is going to be participating in the first ever Southside Santa visit.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be December 15th at 6 o'clock in the evening. There's a new courtyard that has been created adjacent to the City Limits Tavern, just across from the Connor Street Pub, right on Electric in Connor Street. And we're going to have just a little festive time for about 30 to 45 minutes there, beginning at 6 o'clock. And Santa will be paying a visit, and we'll be lighting a tree and singing. And there'll also be some treats available for kids. So Santa will pay a visit there, and it'll be a good time.
I got to ask you, Joe, how much fun is it, spending so much time with Santa Claus? It's got to be a ball.
Well, it is, and I'm going to share this two stories. So Santa starts growing his beard on Labor Day weekend, or shortly there before, and it usually comes into shape, the beard, of course, just prior to me starting. Santa doesn't do any visits until after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I try to stay away from all that other stuff. And last year when I did the visits virtually, I'm in my computer room, and Mrs. Claus is usually out in the kitchen cooking or baking. And she thoroughly enjoys listening to the children's squeals when Santa comes on.
I bet.
It is. It's worth all of that.
It's
got to
be.
All of that.
Yeah.
And so we have some return visitors this year. virtually, and we have new people. So if anyone is interested, I would recommend that they send a message to my email account, and it's pretty simple. It's jbixler, 4227@gmail.com.
That is an easy email. And I'll tell you what, it is also, if you go to the St. Clair County Child Abuse Neglect Council Facebook page, they've got a flyer there with the email on it. So if anybody missed that this morning, says, how do I do that? You can either contact the Child Abuse Neglect Council or go to their Facebook page and you'll see the email address there.
You know, Paul, I would say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
In these very trying times with respect to COVID again, still, and the recent events that happened in Oxford, we really need the spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Christmas. I'm talking about looking out for or following or looking at the helpers that are out there and taking care of one another. And so if Santa can bring a little bit of starry eyes in a child's eyes, he's going to do it. I know that.
I know that, too, and I sure hope that we can spread that cheer because we really do need it. This has been a hard week here in our community, in our state, and we just all need to lift our spirits a bit, and I think Santa can be a big part of that.
Well, yes, and that spirit just certainly should rub off on others, and let's see some wonderful things for people to do by taking care of one another.
Yeah, take care of one another.
And thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Santa's about ready to eat his regular breakfast this morning of eggs and bacon.
That's important. We'll let Santa go do that. Again, jbixler4227@gmail is the address where you can arrange a visit with Santa. Joe, good talking to you. Thanks so much. Happy holidays. Enjoy this time with Santa.
Always enjoy talking to you, and thank you to Radio First for doing all that you do in our community.
All right, Joe, take care. Bye-bye.